Welcome to Don't Be Scared, the podcast, where we help you navigate the sometimes scary world of science careers. I'm the host, Dr. J. Nice to meet y'all. Let's get started on today's episode. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you had no idea what to do? Like, if you had to make a key decision on something that's going to impact your life, but you didn't know which path to actually choose, or maybe you got a problem and you don't know how to solve it. Well, what if I told you I could give you a tool right now that's going to help you solve your problem or help you get to that final decision you need to make, right, to help your life? That tool is called the scientific method. Yup, it's a scientific method. Y'all heard about it? But if you haven't heard about it, let me give you a description of it. The scientific method is a systematic approach to problem solving and decision making that involves three key things. Now, there's a lot of different scientific methods, everybody. There's one with 7 steps, there's one with 5 steps, there's probably one with 10 steps. It doesn't really matter. But in the scientific method, there's always three things that are going to be in every single one: observation, analysis, and experimentation. These three things are always going to be in scientific method. Now, Dr. J, how is the scientific method going to help me with my decision? So the scientific method, it basically helps us understand and explain the world around us by breaking down complex situations into smaller, more manageable pieces, right? Because sometimes we can look at a big overall picture, but then we just get overwhelmed. We don't know which spot to choose, right? Where to start, where to end. But if you are able to break this down, right, your problem to micro sizable things, right, it can help you go from one point to your ending point. But here is the best thing about the scientific method, right? Sometimes we just think that the scientific method can only be applied if we're in a lab. That's not the case, right? I personally use the scientific method every single day in my life. You're going to be doing these three things here: observing, analyzing, and experimenting to get to your final decision. So for example, next time you got a problem, some type of challenge, do these three things. First thing, observe. Observe the situation at hand. Gather as much information as you can, right? What exactly is your problem? What about this problem is hurting you? Observe everything, right? Observe every single thing about the situation. The next thing you're going to do is, once you have those lists of observations, I want you to analyze those observations. So you're going to look at that data, and then you're going to ask yourself some questions. And then, lastly, you need to experiment. And this is the key thing. This is the do part, right? Because we can observe something, and then we can analyze something. But sometimes we get really stuck on the experimenting part, right? We focus on the theory of it, right? We look at all the observations, all the data, and then we can't take action on what we need to take action on, right? So you never want to get stuck with analysis paralysis. So this is basically the inability to make a decision due to overthinking a problem. One thing that we want to get away from, everybody, is overthinking a problem sometimes. It's great to break it down and think about it, but you don't want to overthink the problem because you'll never take action, okay? So action is experimenting, right? You got to experiment, take that action in order to see if you're going to get to that solution that you want to see, okay? So after you experiment, you then, if you get to that solution, great, you're done. You figured out your problem. But what happens if you don't get to that end result? Well, this is what you're going to do again. This is actually a cycle, right? So if you get to that point and you realize, well, this didn't help with my problem. Well, let's analyze it again, right? Let's look at all the data that we just done. Look at that experiment that you just did, right? That tweak, that different habit that you're trying to apply to your life, and see how that's going to impact it, right? So then you can observe this new data, that new data from your experiment that you did, and see if that works for you. And then you're going to analyze this all over again, and then you're going to lead to more action, experiment, tweak it a little bit. And then ultimately, as you continue this process, this can help you what? Solve your problem. So by using the scientific method, you can approach any situation with a clear and logical mindset and make better decisions as a result. So let me tell y'all something. Please do not be scared. Don't be scared. You already know. Don't be scared to use this powerful tool that we've learned at a very early age, if you were ever exposed to science, right? Scientific method. We learned it. But now let's think about, well, how can I use science in my life to help me get through this situation, right? And what are those three key things I want y'all to do, right? Anytime with the scientific method, remember to observe the situation, analyze the situation, and then experiment on that situation to help solve your problem. There y'all go. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared. We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field.